السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Huzur says that these verses which I have just recited, in these verses Allah Almighty has mentioned about those believers, that those when they fall into some mishap or trial, then their faith is not shaken. Rather, with these trials, their faith continues to grow strength, from strength to strength, and more than before they submit to Allah Almighty and turn to Him. I read out the translation of these verses. Hazur says, Allah Almighty says, O ye who believe, seek help with patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with the steadfast. And say not of those who are killed in the cause of Allah that they are dead, nay, they are living, only you perceive not. And we will try you with something of fear and hunger, and loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the patient. Those who, when a misfortune overtakes them, they say, surely to Allah we belong, and to Him shall we return. It is these on whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is these who are rightly guided. As it is clear from the very first verse, Allah Almighty has advised the believers regarding sabr and salat. So we can say that these are the two qualities which should be found in a believer, and particularly at the time of trials and difficulties. These are very few words apparently, but the meanings are very vast. One meaning of sabr is that when one confronts a misfortune, then instead of grumbling at that, he should avoid that, and the trial should be endured without any complaint or anything talking ill of that. There should be no complaints and no crying, no wailing, and sometime under the pulse of the passions, some words are uttered from the mouth which become like a complaint to God Almighty. One should avoid from that. And the second meaning is that you should be steadfast and show firmness. And the third meaning is that the commandments of Allah Almighty, be firmly established on that and act upon that. And then one meaning of that is that you always try to abstain from those things from which Allah Almighty has forbidden. So in this word sabr, in the two ways have been mentioned, that with the courage, with steadfastness and perseverance and endurance, whenever you are confronting any difficulty and a period of trial, you should be very steadfast, and there should be no shaking in your feet, and your firm should be firmly established. There should be no weakness in your faith. And the second is that keeping an eye on the do's and don'ts prescribed by Allah Almighty, and always submit to Allah Almighty and turn to Him. And then with patience and endurance, the word salat has been also used. Allah Almighty has drawn our attention that we should be particularly mindful of the prayers. At various times, in various dictionaries, Hazur says, the meaning of salat which has been given, the summary of that those meanings is as follows. It is like this, or it can be described like this, that you pay attention to salat, the prayer, and apart from the salat, you also pay attention to other prayers, and firmly rooted in religion, pay attention to istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah Almighty. Remembrance of Allah should be done, and also invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this verse, a true believer, the qualities of a true believer has been mentioned, that always at the times of difficulties and trials, with full patience and endurance, they go through this period of difficulty and trial. And at no point your good deeds, there should be, and in your demonstration of good morals, there should be no weakness at all, no shortcoming at all. And through prayers and supplications and remembrance of Allah Almighty and invoking blessing upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during this period of trial, you should be paying all the more attention to that, these things. And with this thinking and with this action, when you will seek the help of Allah, beg for the help of Allah Almighty, and you do it with perseverance and steadfastness, then you remember that this period of trial, which is a temporary one, will definitely take you to successes and victories. The ultimate support of Allah Almighty of a believer is Allah Almighty. Either an Ahmadi, should God forbid, should say that I don't believe in Allah, and it is impossible, because wherever the weakness in faith in Allah is there, that a person does not remain an Ahmadi. His Ahmadiyyat finishes with that, and Islam goes out of him. So when an Ahmadi Muslim has a firm belief in Allah Almighty, he has got Iman bil Ghaib upon Allah, then he should also be mindful of that my support and my succor and my dependence is always upon Allah Almighty. So at the periods of trials and difficulties which are presented, which come to us from our enemies from time to time, then this is the demand of wisdom and also the faith, that we should be increasing in our relationship and link with that being who is the ultimate resort and help. And he is the one who can deliver us from these periods of trial and difficulties. And whenever at these times in our prayers there would be these passions will be there, and we will submit to Allah Almighty, then the one who is who loves people most, more than anything else, anybody else, who loves more than that mother, who and she tries to remove all the difficulty, all the problems and the pains and the difficulties of her child. He loves his subject more than that. And Allah Almighty, by saying Inna Allah Ma'as Sabireen, he has drawn the attention to the point that surely I am going to help you, those who are steadfast, and those who are praying, and those who are full of prayers, I will always help them. But you also have to show steadfastness. If you want to have my help, then you, with steadfastness, you have to discharge the right of your being my servant and my creation. And how this can be done, and as I have mentioned earlier on, that at the time of the difficulties and trial, there should be no shaking in your feet. You should be firmly established in your position, and dedicatedly you should be submitting to Allah Almighty and turning to Him. This is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi today. As I have been mentioning in my previous sermons, that in Pakistan and also in some Arab countries and also in some parts of India, the Ahmadis are being subjected to certain severe circumstances, and the circumstances and the situations are very difficult, and such is the creation situation created for them. And in some cases the situation is worsening, and it is the height of injustice and cruelty which is being committed. Every now and then the mullahs, they start make an issue out of nothing, and the government is supporting them. In some places, the government officials and workers, they are also showing hardship upon the members of the Jamaat, and they leave no stone unturned. In some places, in other countries as well, there is a restriction upon offering the Jummah and the Salat and the prayer, and they are told that you cannot gather at any place, you cannot offer the Jummah together. But anyway, as I have said, Allah Almighty says that in such circumstances, you should be having the strength of your faith more than ever before. And by creating the strength in your faith, apparently you have to improve your apparent actions, and also you have to raise the standard of your worship. And then you see how Allah Almighty comes for your help. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding this subject that you try, that you should become pure. And you can get a link with that pure being only when you are pure. Allah Almighty is pure. So in order to find Allah Almighty, you have to be pure yourself. And he says that how can you find this blessing, The answer of that has been given by Allah Almighty, where Allah Almighty says, "Wastainu bi sabr wa salat," that you seek the help of Allah with the sabr and salat. What is this prayer? That is a prayer which includes tasbih and tahmid and taqdis and istighfar and durood, which is presented with utmost devotion. So then you pray, then you should not be like those who are unmindful and they just utter certain words. Those people who do not know Arabic, they are told that you can also pray in your own languages. Why is that? Because then except for the Holy Quran and except certain prayers prescribed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that is, the first is the word of Allah, the second is the word of the Holy Prophet. And apart from that, other prayers can be offered in your own language, whatever you know, and do it with utmost devotion, utmost crying. And you should present that those prayers in this way so that this devotion should have a good impact and influence on your heart. So when the words are being uttered from your heart, then you will get this situation of utmost devotion, and that will affect positively on your heart. So there is a need of creating commotion in your prayer today. And when this commotion will be there, and a desperate situation will be there, then Allah Almighty accepts the prayer of His servants in a beautiful way. As Allah Almighty says, "Amman yujibul mustarra iza da'ahu wa yakshifu su'a wa yajalukum khulafa'al ars." That who is that who listens to the prayer of a helpless person when he prays to Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty is the one who removes the hardship, and all those people who pray to Allah Almighty, one day they are going to be the inheritors of land. So therefore, those prayers which are offered in a special condition, in a special feeling, they are such prayers which are going to bring about such change and revolution in the world that they will bring about the revolution in the world. And those who are tortured in the ways of Allah, and they are subjected to these tortures, who else could be more dear to Allah Almighty than those people? They are suffering all the pains for the sake of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty has given this glad tiding that through sabr and salat, you endure these hardships and go through this period of trial, and one day you are going to be the inheritors of land one day. So these trials these days through which the Ahmadis are passing through, particularly in Pakistan, these sacrifices which are being offered, they are not going to be wasted away. These sacrifices which Ahmadis are offering today, if not today, then tomorrow, they are going to be fruitful tomorrow. It is our job that without any grumbling, without any complaint to Allah Almighty, we should go through these periods of trial. And then Allah Almighty says that for the sake of Allah, those people who go through these periods of trial for the sake of Allah Almighty, the ultimate end of those people is there, that they offer their lives. But remember that those people who offer their lives for the sake of Allah Almighty, their sacrifice of life is not like the killing of an ordinary person. In the earlier history of Islam, during the battles, when there was no battles, even at that time, there are several examples of sacrifice of life at that time. And when the second part came, at that time as well, we see scores of countless examples of such examples where Muslims offered their sacrifice of life. And in both the periods, they offered the sacrifices. And those people who were killed, they, for the in order to safeguard the religion, they offered their sacrifice of life. For the establishment of unity of Allah Almighty, they presented their lives. And then Allah Almighty accepted their sacrifice of life and said that those people who offer their lives for this sake, they should not be called as dead people because they are living. Because they have offered the sacrifice for a very noble and high objective. And the rewards of these people are going to increase all the time. While their rewards are going to increase, you remember their sacrifices. As a result of that, the community of believers, they have to keep this example alive. Because to keep these things alive becomes a symbol of the life of the community of believers. Looking at these examples and keeping these examples in mind, the other believers also, they are always ready to offer any sacrifice which is demanded. As these people in earlier part, they have offered their sacrifices. And that nation in which there are such people who are ready to offer their lives for the sake of their nation, they never die. And those who offer their lives for the sake of Allah, for the religion of Allah, along with them there are special favors and supports of Allah Almighty. Today, in the period of the Masih Maud, the promised Messiah, the wars are over. So is that the case that nobody offers the life in the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, who gets the permanent life after his death, and also becomes the means of the life of the other believers? When the people of the latter days have to establish the same standards as the people in the earlier part, then of course they have to offer the sacrifices of their life. So therefore, these people of latter days who have those during the lifetime of the promised Messiah, they offered their sacrifices and set certain examples in the land of Kabul. They offered their lives there. And by doing so, they actually showed us the path of eternal life. And after that, till today, the members of the Jamaat, by the grace, for the sake of Allah Almighty, they are setting up their own examples of offering their lives for the sake of Allah Almighty. And every Shaheed Ahmadi, every drop of his blood, while on one hand, exalting their station in paradise all the time, at the same time, they are creating the means of the spiritual life of the community. So therefore, if the enemies think that they are going to affect the community or weakening their faith, then this is a folly on their part. Allah Almighty says that you do not know those people who have got worldly eyesight. They do not have this perception that the revolution the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has created in his community, that is not going to be stopped through these financial loss or the loss of the lives. Allah Almighty has made this decree that ultimately this community is going to establish the faith of Allah Almighty in the world. So today as well, for the martyrdom which is offered for the sake of Jamaat, it creates a new life in every member of the Jamaat, man, woman, and child. And after every martyrdom, I receive so many letters from the members of the Jamaat in which devotion and determination to offer their lives and the new ways are mentioned there. The intentions are mentioned there. And regarding these people, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that I am really surprised to see their devotion and loyalty. So these opponents, this is their misconception. that by inflicting financial and loss of lives upon Ahmadis, the Ahmadis are going to turn away from their faith. It is their folly, their misconception. Not at all. As I said, every trial is going to create further strength in their faith. Or according to the thinking of these opponents, because of the opposition that they are doing, they are going to destroy the Ahmadis. This is also their folly and misunderstanding and misconception. In Pakistan and other countries, there are certain restrictions upon their tabligh. But in opposition to the Jamaat, there are the incidents which are taking place there. They are opening our ways for tabligh. And so many people directly, they write letters here to me. And they express their intention to become Ahmadis, even from Pakistan, from Arab countries. So these oppositions actually are taking us to further victories and successes. So these opponents, they can finish away with certain lives, some lives. They can plunder the wealth of some people. They can damage our properties. They can stop the building of our mosques. But they cannot weaken our faith at all. Because these trials and tribulations, they are actually the evidence of the fact that Allah Almighty is with us. It's the proof of the fact that Allah Almighty is with us. As Allah Almighty has mentioned in this very verse, the explanation of losses. And he has given the glad tiding to those people who are sabir, who are patient. And he says that we are going to try you with the fear. And if you pass through this with steadfastness, then the glad tiding be to you that you are going to inherit these blessings of Allah Almighty. And what sort of trials are there? Every time the fear of the attack from these mullahs and the mischief from the mullahs, that on they are going to draw you into litigations and the laws of the country, you are have the fear of that one and the threat from the government officials. But the believers, the true believers, they are never ever afraid of these crowds of people or the decisions of the parliaments or having any sort of fear. The believers are not at all going to be terrified from there, from these things. They are not going to waste away their faith, nor they show any weakness in that. And then through hunger, the trial through hunger is that on large scale, the history is there. Certainly some isolated examples are there in the trial of 74, the situation which was created at that time. And torture was inflicted upon Ahmadis. So much so that they were not allowed, that they cannot take, people cannot take any food to the Ahmadi houses, nor the Ahmadis, they were allowed to go out of their homes so that they may buy something from the market, from the shops. And if they go out, then there was a restriction upon the shopkeepers that no food item is to be given to the Ahmadis. And then the plundering of the wealth is there. Nowadays, attacks are being made upon Ahmadis to rob them from their wealth so that they can grab the wealth of the Ahmadis, all the efforts they are being made by the opponents. And if any Ahmadi, in order to safeguard his wealth, he goes for any legal action, then such situations are created. It is said that he is a Qadiani. And just by this name, that he is a Qadiani, those people who are sitting on the responsibility of dispensing justice are the members of the administration. They do not pay heed to the applications of the Ahmadis. In 1974, a part of the land of Rabwa, which was property of Ahmadis, that was given away to the mullahs. and they are now having hold on that. And also the land which was next to TI College, the agricultural land, and also the another field which is in Darun Nasr, they also have grabbed unlawfully this land, and they say that now it belongs to us. And also this, the loss of the children is also there, and they are trying to destroy the educational career of the Ahmadi students. They are bullied, and they are made the target of mockery in school, that the children should not be going to schools. In a medical college in Faisalabad, such a thing was happened when they were stopped from education in Laya. As everyone knows, that four children, they were tortured and they were put behind bars. And if their parents, if they had renounced the Ahmadiyya faith, then the same case which the mullahs raised against them regarding the insult of the Holy Prophet, that would have been immediately dropped. And they just wanted that Ahmadis, out of fear, somehow they should be renouncing their faith. So these are the attempts of these people, that by making the Ahmadis go through these trials, they want to desist them from their faith. But they do not know that the Ahmadis are the true Muslims. And any word written in the Holy Quran, they firmly believe in that one. And Allah Almighty has already given, told them that you are going to be tried in these ways. Various ways are mentioned already in the Holy Quran. So be steadfast and wait for the ultimate result of that, the end. And at every misfortune, always say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That surely we belong to Allah, and surely to Him we are going to return. This is the practice of all Ahmadis, of every Ahmadi. These tortures which are inflicted, or may be inflicted in future, to be steadfast and to be patient upon that. Every Ahmadi has to show the patience and steadfastness. And sabr is this one, that you may feel the impact of that torture and in aggression and injustice. But because of that, never ever complain against God Almighty. And don't lose your senses. Whenever there is a trial, always turn to God Almighty and always look toward Allah Almighty. And you should have this firm faith that although this difficulty is a great trial today, but Allah Almighty, as a result of that, in our favor, He is going to make the situation better for us. At every loss, they have to have this firm thinking that my life, my progeny, my wealth, and my property, these are the temporary things of this life. If these things are being sacrificed for the sake of Allah Almighty, then I am going to become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty more than ever before. So when a person says, Inna Lillah, with this conviction, then he should be firmly established on this conviction that we belong to Allah Almighty, and our wealth and our progeny, everything actually belongs to Allah. So if Allah Almighty so wills that these blessings which Allah Almighty has given us, He should take it back, so then at that, we don't have any right of crying or wailing upon that. Because inna ilaihi raji'un, because one day we are also going to go back to the same God. And when we are also going to return to God Almighty, Allah Almighty has said like this, that that in the next life you are going to get much better things than this world. So this is the thinking of a believer, and this should be. So then whatever these situations are created for him in this life, so they may become the means of temporary a loss or temporary sorrow in this life, but there should not be something permanent remaining with that. So Hazrat Masih Maud says that when the difficulty comes, then don't dislike it. Only that person would dislike it who is not a true believer. Allah Almighty says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah Almighty says that sometime with your wealth or with the loss of wealth and your progeny and the crops and the fruits, we are going to try you. But those people who are going to be steadfast and grateful to Allah Almighty, then give glad tidings to those people that for them the doors of the mercy of Allah Almighty are wide open, and the blessings of Allah Almighty will descend upon them. And at that time they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un, that surely and all those things which are related to us, which we belong to us, they are all for the sake of Allah Almighty. And ultimately, we are also going to return to God Almighty. And there should be no sorrow, no grief of any sorrow, of any loss to them. And everything, they are always happy with the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And they remain happy with that. These are the people who are really steadfast. And those who persevere. And for them, Allah Almighty has kept a good reward for them. So this is the thinking and this is the understanding of an Ahmadi, which should be like that. And by the grace of Allah, which until today, all the members of the Jamaat has always demonstrated like that. This is the reaction, actually is the symbol of our progress, is the sign of our progress. So therefore, always we should be praying to Allah Almighty. It is our duty. That we should try to, we should, we must pray that we may be away from these trials. But if a trial, the moment of trial comes, then with firm footing, with steadfastness, is very, very important thing. Then, and this is the thing which actually will make us recipient of immense blessings from Allah Almighty. After mentioning all these things, that Allah Almighty is with those people who are patient, and those people who martyr, who are martyrs, they get the eternal life, and there are glad tidings for those people, and great glad tidings are there, because they made have they have made all their players subservient to the for the sake of Allah Almighty. And Hazrat Masih Maud says that these difficulties which come, that there is no one appointed by Allah Almighty. Whenever they come, they have the difficulties. Hazrat Isa, what was done to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, what was done to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also encircled. And but ultimately, the end is there, and that is in their favor. And the fact is that the ultimate end of all these difficulties is always good for believers. If this had been the tradition of Allah Almighty, that the lives of these appointed people, appointees of Allah Almighty, should be full of blessings and bounties, full of amenities and bounties of life, then what would have been the difference between the worldly people and these religious people? If their life would also have been of affluence and there would have been no problem there, then what difference would it remain between the worldly people and the spiritual communities? After enjoying, it is very easy to say Alhamdulillah after enjoying a good food. If there is a comfort and affluence, then it is always nice to say Alhamdulillah. But the fact of the matter is that when there are difficulties, and when the fact, the real thing is that whenever there are trials and difficulties, and the gratitude to Allah Almighty should be with the same feeling, as before. The appointees of Allah and the believers, they go through these trials of a threat to their life. And the meaning of the verse is like this, that this makes it a distinction between those people who are weak and those who are strong. The weak people, they have their faith only until the moment when the situation is in their favor. But when the trial comes, the difficult period period comes, then their feet, they stop at that. And those who are firm in faith, they continue to move forward even in trials. And this is the tradition of Allah Almighty with me, that unless there is a trial, there is no sign which is given to, which becomes evident. And this is the way of Allah with His true believers, that first He lets them go into trials. As He says, وَبَشَّرِ السَّابِرِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That these people, they suffer all types of hardships, but they always turn to Allah Almighty. And the blessings of Allah Almighty are granted to those people who show steadfastness, and whether they are happy, they are very nice to enjoy, but the result is nothing. Those people who simply spend their life in these worldly enjoyments, their link with the God is severed. Then the link is broken with Allah Almighty. The love of Allah really means that when He puts the people into the trials, and then He actually shows the greatness of His servants through those trials. That is demonstrated and that is made evident through these trials. And if Allah Almighty the king had not given the command of the arrest of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sign was shown that very night. And if the people in Mecca, they had not thrown him away, then how Allah Almighty would have given these miracles which came later on? And this life of totally forgetfulness of Allah Almighty is not real life. And Allah Almighty likes this thing, that it is imperative, therefore, that difficult situations do come in the life of the believers. So Allah Almighty has said that those people, those who are steadfast, Allah Almighty is always with them and they get the eternal life. And those who offer the sacrifice of their life, and Allah Almighty gives them the glad tidings. And in the last verse, Allah Almighty says that out of those which I recited earlier on, that then this subject has been repeated once again, that these are the people who are going to have the blessings and the mercy of Allah Almighty. They would become the recipient of the blessings. And these are the people truly who are guided to the right path. Because the word salawatum mir rabbihim is being used there, so then those who are steadfast, they get the blessings from Allah Almighty and also the forgiveness from Allah Almighty. And they would see these examples of these things, and these things will elevate them in spirituality. And Allah Almighty is not giving them the prayer. Allah Almighty is giving them the blessings. And when the blessings and mercy of Allah Almighty comes to these people, then the spiritual station of these people is always elevated. And the mercy of Allah Almighty will also be with these people. The worldly losses, Allah Almighty makes good those losses which they suffer. Those who are ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah Almighty, you analyze and look around those people, any sacrifice which is offered in the way of Allah Almighty, and you will not see that the opponents, according to their wish, they have not been able to hand over any begging bowl in the hand of any Ahmadi. But actually the begging bowl is in the hands of those people who tortured Ahmadis. And for the sake of the constitution, law and constitution, those who declared Ahmadis as non-Muslims, the begging bowl is in their hand. So after this this treatment of Allah Almighty, these people do not understand, or they do not want to understand. We can only pray for these people that Allah Almighty may guide them, these people, and give them the wisdom to understand this point. And at the end of this verse, Allah Almighty says, "Ulaika humul muhtadun," that those people who gets the mercy and the forgiveness, and those people who receive all these blessings, they are the people who are rightly guided, guided to the right path. And because of that, they go on increasing in their guidance. Because in the difficulties and tortures, they were showing patience. Therefore, Allah Almighty has given them the guidance, and they continue to increase in their guidance. And more and more new ways of getting closer to Allah Almighty and to be with God Almighty, they are shown to them. And those are the people who actually get the nearness of Allah Almighty. So we should always pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty, out of His mercy and grace, may protect all the Ahmadis from trials and difficulties. But if there is a situation where an Ahmadi has to pass through these trials and difficulties, then through steadfastness and with gratitude of Allah Almighty, enable every Ahmadi to pass through that, and Allah Almighty always guide us. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam says that when I see these difficulties, and on the other side I look at the blessings of Allah Almighty, which I've experienced myself and which have come my way, then I'm worried in the least, because I know that Allah Almighty is omnipotent, and I know that He is the one who delivers from great misfortunes and difficulties. And if someone who is tried, then Allah Almighty also gives him the blessings. And He is the one who creates hope out of hopeless situations. And Allah Almighty is full of grace and mercy. Allah Almighty is most gracious and merciful. These trials should not take any person to think that the blessings of Allah Almighty have finished. Allah Almighty is full of grace and mercy. And whatever is the trial, whatever is the difficulty, however difficult it may be, everyone should always hope for the mercy of Allah Almighty. And in that anxiety, then one should pray to Allah Almighty. And this point should be remembered, that a person at the time of misfortune, if a person abstains from a sin or a vice which was not possible or in his intention before that, so then this becomes like a big atonement for that person. And if the misfortune is there, difficulties are there, and at that time if a person abandons and forsakes his vice and bad habits and makes a promise, then this becomes like a big atonement for him. And it becomes give him full contentment of heart, and there is a light given to his mind, and a person has got full faith, and the darkness which was the result of those trials, goes away, and brightness is there, light is granted to that person. So these situations, as I told you, the members of the Jamaat, they are facing these situations everywhere, and members of the Jamaat, they are in need of praying more than ever before. They have to look at their own mistakes and weaknesses, and they should try to get nearness to Allah Almighty. Individual efforts, if all these efforts are made individually, then they become like a collective effort on the behalf of the whole community. And when this all goes to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty, His blessings and mercies, they are attracted by the Jamaat. Allah Almighty enable every member of the Jamaat that they should be able to offer very special prayers in these days. And the way in the direction in which these conditions are moving, it looks that in Pakistan particularly, the Ahmadis might have to go through this period for some time. But these foolish enemies, they do not know that the other problem which is happening in the country, they are turning the direction towards Ahmadis. But as I said, that these foolish people do not know that actually they are not harming Ahmadis, but actually in the unknowingly, these people are becoming a toy in the hands of those people who are bent upon breaking the country. They are actually damaging the cause of the country. So for Pakistan, there is a need of special prayers. Allah Almighty have mercy upon people and the country. Today, I would again lead a Shaheed, in Janaza of a Shaheed. His name is Muhammad Azam Tahir. He was a resident of Uch Sharif. And on 26th of September, he was martyred. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. He went to his brother's house on the occasion of a marriage of his son. And after his daughter and sons, he was coming at night time. That on the way, where two people showed him the pistol and stopped him, and there was no balance of the motorcycle, so he fell down. The children also fell down, and when he moved to take hold of the children, then the assailant, they came very close and put the pistol on his temple and point blank shot at him, and he fired, and he died. He became martyr instantly. He was very popular among the people, and he was a doctor. He was a Musi, 51 years old. He was very good mannered, very modest. And he was a devout member of the community. He was very hospitable, a man full of prayer, very particularly about prayers, regular in prayers. He was secretary finance at the currently. He has got two sons and one daughter, and also five brothers and sisters are there. One of his brother is a missionary of the Jamaat. His father is alive. Allah Almighty take care of the wife of this martyr and the parents, and enable them to endure this loss with patience. And his beloved and our beloved who have died in the way of Allah, because of that, everyone from among us should have strength in their faith, and our relationship with Allah Almighty should become stronger and stronger. There are two other martyrs as well. Those who are not the Shaheed in that way, but they are because of this disorder which is very common in the country nowadays. And they became the victim of this terrorism which is going on in Pakistan. One is Riaz Ahmad and Imtiaz Ahmad Sahib, two brothers. There are two brothers. And recently, near a bank in Peshawar, there was a bomb explosion. And as a result of that, they were martyred. And instantly, on the same spot, they died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. One's age was 40. And the other was... And he has got married with two children, and the other one was only 20 years old. So along with the janaza of Shaheed, I will lead the janaza prayer of these two. And there is another one in UK, a former national sadr and Amir, Chaudhry Anwar Ahmed Sahib Kalon, who died on 27th of September. He remained here for a long time. He was national president and then became the Amir of the Jamaat. He was Sadr Qaza Board. Previously he was in Calcutta and then in Dhaka. There he was Amir as well. And then he remained in Dhaka. He was member of Fazl Umar Foundation. He was special relation with the Chaudhary Zafrullah Khan Sahib. In his traveling, he accompanied Chaudhary Sahib. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, when he came here in 1984, then there was a committee established to revise the English translation. He was also a member of that. He was included in that. He had a great devotion for Khilafat. And for the missionaries and the devotees, he had great respect for all of them. Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive him and have mercy upon him. And there is another janaza. One Lady Mansoora Wahab Sahiba, Maulvi Abdul Wahab Wadham Sahib, who is a Ghanian. And he had his education in Pakistan. He's from earlier pioneer missionaries. She is the daughter of Amir Abdul Wahab Sahib. He is the Amir and the missionary in charge in Ghana. Muhammad Bedu Sahib's wife, she suffered and she was not feeling well for some time. Only a few days ago, there was arrangement of his kidney transplant was done, but this was the decree of Allah Almighty. At the age of 28 years, she passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Her janaza will also be included. So Allah Almighty have mercy and forgiveness and also give patience to her parents.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر